after the tone.
Hello? I'm sure that you remember my voice. To be honest, I wanted to talk with you, but I quickly realized that it was way too early, so I decided to leave you a message. I wanted to tell you a story. It is about how I met the most amazing and inspiring man ever. Someone with so many dreams. I met him at a cafeteria. Before that, for me, he was just someone else. I only knew a bit about him, but that day, I had one of the best talks in my life. While he was talking about all the things he wanted to do, I felt like I never asked myself so many things in life. I tried to understand him, but it was so hard to follow. His mind was already in places that I did not even think about before. But that's how interesting people roll, right? And then we sat there for what seemed like an eternity, speaking and wondering about so many things. He was very idealistic, and you know, I think that's an underrated thing to be. I appreciate much more someone who dares to have a dream instead of someone who would feel ashamed because of that. Something I noticed was that this person's dreams and ideas were not only about himself, but for everyone. A change, almost like a revolution, but in a good and almost naive way. And then I got inspired by his mind. I started to help him with this big scheme. Throwing silly but honest suggestions. We looked like two kids creating a world, two souls talking as one. Every single idea, more ambitious than the previous one. At times we laughed about how dreamy it all sounded, but we never treated it as a joke. I didn't even notice when I turned into someone just like that person. Idealistic. Thoughtful and sincere. We had a little break from our soulful brainstorming. We talked only a little bit about ourselves, about our lives, experiences, failures, and successes. That only confirmed how much of a great person I was talking to. Someone who experienced pain and saw somehow a way to use it. Someone who was aware of others' pain and wanted to help them turn it into dreams. Slowly, each shiny part of him turned into a hole right in front of my eyes. And I smiled. I smiled because I was in the presence of someone who could inspire me so much for the next months. And even when not all of that person's story was revealed to me yet, I started to feel like I knew him so well. We didn't get to talk again. But I was fine with that. He gave me his number. It seemed like the obvious thing to do. After all, I was now part of his huge scheme. I didn't call him. I was patiently waiting for our next meeting. But that didn't happen. It was a bit clear that he was not doing so well. Progressively, each day, I saw him avoiding contact with everyone. So I, as someone who only got to talk with him once, felt hesitant to go and ask what's wrong. Isn't it ironic? We talked about how many things can change with a single kind gesture, how easy it is to show care and offer help to someone. Yet there I was, watching from afar, as this person's shine was slowly fading. And I know that he must have felt similar. And the worst part of feeling like this is not only your own shine fades, but everything seems dark. I know about this because before the talk, I was like that. The reason why I was having lunch alone, why I seemed too distant to everyone. But then you appeared. I felt your absence. How can anyone not notice that you're not around? That you're not studying or working? That's why I decided to call. I'm not proud that my first call to you is one of concern. I wanted to make it a cheerful one. Ask about your day, maybe talk some more about these beautiful things we thought of. Hang out at least one more time. Hang out. This message may not change your mind, but please answer me. Even if it's a harsh response, don't leave me hanging. Don't give up. I cannot know the extension of your problem. I don't know what it could even be about, but please, please do not give up. I know that it might be insensible of me, even a bit greedy and selfish, but I want you to do what is best for you. Because I was starting to feel like what is best for you might be the best for me. I know that this is not like you sitting with me at the cafeteria back then, but my intentions are the same. A call by someone unexpected is the same as having a deep talk with someone you never talked with before. You are not alone. Being alone is impossible when someone, somewhere, roots for you. Things aren't over yet. There is so much that I want to see in you, and I am sure that even you have so many things that you have not seen yet. Those things exist. Trust me. You might not see them now, but they are there. I know that I might have said many things that are assumptions, but I believe that a message like this can touch anyone, even if it's a simple reminder. And I know that I sound as if I knew you entirely. I don't. I don't know so much about you. But that is why I want to see you at least one more time. If you are there, please do what you think will be better for you.